life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Hey, Serena, welcome back.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good.
Okay, so I did the math on how many days you have left.
Yeah, I'm scared.
And if we put graduation day as day 1,000, then you are at day 891.
Oh, no.
You have 109 days left.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
The next time we talk,
don't tell me that.
It'll be under 100. It's just crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
How does that make you feel?
A lot of things. Mostly a little bit of fear. Also a little bit exciting. Like, it's an exciting milestone, but a little nervous about
it. Oh, I'm right in the same boat with you.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about, how was Christmas break?
It was good, yeah. I think I mentioned last time that my family, like, hosted my family's Christmas. So I had everybody over, and it was super fun. I always love Christmas time, so. And one of my best friends got engaged.
That's exciting.
Yes, it was the same friend that I was talking about last time, that the boyfriend was waiting for the Taylor Swift tickets for her. So they're the ones that are engaged.
That's awesome.
The act of selfless love paid off.
Right. Well done.
Yes. And we got to go dress shopping, and she found her wedding dress. So, yeah, it was super exciting.
Did you help pick that out?
A little bit.
That's awesome.
Actually, she was down to two at the end. Like, one was at a different store and one was at another one. And I don't know, for a minute, I think she almost wanted the second one, but we liked the first one better.
Whoa.
And then after some thought, I think that she came to our side with dress number one. But either way, they were gorgeous, but it was just funny.
To have that sort of power to change your friend's dress option.
Yes, the biggest day of her life.
Right, yeah. That's super important. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What was your favorite movie that you watched over break? I know you like to watch a lot of movies.
I do, yes. I always love, there's so many Christmas movies that I love.
How many did you watch?
Quite a few, although honestly not as many as I like normally would.
Sure.
I say, honestly, my favorite Christmas movie is a tie for Elf or It's a Wonderful Life. Both my favorites.
Did you watch those over break too?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, I have seen Elf. I was not the biggest fan. I don't know. I don't like the slapstick humor. That's just me. But okay, let's move on to this semester. What has student teaching been like?
It's been good so far. I'm in a second grade classroom, which I'm loving. And my mentor teacher is super awesome. She has great classroom management, so that has been like really nice to observe and like learn from.
Mm-hmm.
I just taught my first lesson today, and I was so nervous for it for some reason. I'm teaching phonics, and I actually haven't taught much phonics. So the semester, our spring semester of junior year, it would have been, was when we did like our reading teaching during field experience. And I was in a third grade classroom. So by then, they're not really doing much phonics. They're more like reading like stories and things like that. So this was my first time really like teaching phonics. So I was like, I low-key don't know what I'm doing. Because I kind of had to like learn like the school's curriculum because it's like very structured. But overall, it went fine. And I know like it'll come with time. And like I can deviate from it, like from the curriculum, like if I need to. But yeah, it went fine and actually went really well, so I was glad.
It was well received by the students?
I think so, yeah. They seem to be following along well, so.
What is that like, teaching a subject that you're not exactly familiar with?
It's a little intimidating, for sure.
Yeah.
I had to kind of go in and review like everything from like our phonics class from, I think I took that fall of sophomore year. And so I was like, it's been a hot minute. I gotta go review some of the like the different syllable types and things like that that I have to teach. But yeah, I think that even as I teach it more, like all like my mastery of it will come as well.
Of course.
So.
Is that something you can expect when you're teaching professionally?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
And even I've been like overhearing like my teachers in my school's conversations, and even them, like, they've been teaching for like what, 20 years, and they're still like bouncing ideas off each other and saying like, I don't know what to do about this, like, do you have any advice? So yeah, it's just been like really encouraging to see that like even after you've been teaching for so many years, like, you're still not going to know everything.
What does the rest of this semester look like, your final semester?
Yes. So I will have to complete my EdTPA, which is, like, my capstone project.
Okay.
I'll have to, like, write a whole bunch of lessons, like, plan it out. And then after I teach them, like, analyze it all. It's kind of similar to, like, the unit plan that I did last semester. That was, like, 40-something pages.
That's so insane.
That will be great. Thrilled for that. And I have to, like, turn it into the state of Ohio and everything.
Whoa.
And have it approved through that, too. Yeah.
So you'll be licensed in the state of Ohio by the end of this.
Yep.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then I'll have to do that, like, I actually don't know when that's due. I think that they told us. I forget now. Like February, like late February, I think is when I'll teach it. I'm not sure when it's like due to the state of Ohio. I think that's like March. So I'll have to do that. And then just finish up like teaching. I'll eventually take over teaching everything. This week, I just have to teach like one lesson a day. And then next week, I'll teach two lessons a day. And then I'll eventually be at like a full-time load. So
does that mean teaching the same group of students all day with another teacher watching you?
Yes. And she's just hanging out.
Okay, that's scary.
Yeah.
I could not do that. Uh-huh. Oh, my word. That must be exciting, though. Like,
it is, yeah.
You're about to be a teacher.
About
to
crazy.
Be the person you want to be, have the profession you want.
Yeah. I've been, you know, like casually surfing Pinterest for classroom ideas. Now it's time to seriously be surfing Pinterest.
Right. You touched a bit on it in the journal entry for today, but how is God leading you through this last semester?
Thinking back to, like, last semester and the semester before that, I definitely had to, like, trust him in a way that I, like, never had before. And, like, thinking, like, back to the first time that I ever taught a lesson, I was, like, just praying, like, Lord, I have no idea how I'm going to get through this, and I know that I only can with you, and that you're going to be with me this whole time. And so just remembering, like, that and just looking back on his faithfulness from last year and, like, thinking about how he will still be faithful into this year it's definitely been super important. And then just thinking about how I know that this semester will be tough. And, like, even before the semester where I, like, first started my first field experience, like, that was the thing that I've been, like, the most scared of, honestly. And so, like, I got through that. Like, mm-hmm. If I can get through that, I can get through this for sure. And just remembering that, like, I will never walk through it alone has definitely been encouraging.
100%. Couldn't have said it better. Mm-hmm. Last thing for you. It's a shame that I don't think we'll see you on campus because you're pretty much teaching in school all
day. Yeah, I actually, did you hear about, like, the campus-wide assassins that they're doing?
Did you join that?
No, I was thinking about it because I was like, I could literally win this because
win?
I'm never here.
You're never here. They would have to have some sort of stipulation, like, you got to be on campus because
yes,
you would
like
win
X
this.
Yes, like X amount of hours of the week or
right.
something.
Will you ever get to come back on campus for anything?
I will. Well, for this podcast, obviously.
Sure.
And then we have, it's not quite weekly, but, like, in every other week, like, seminar for, like, preparing for our EdTPA and, like,
okay.
I don't know, probably like job stuff that we'll have to come back for. So I'll be here occasionally.
Okay. So. All right. Well, Serena, thanks for checking in
yes,
with us.
Yes, of course.
This is crazy. Next time we talk, it'll be less than 100 days.
Oh my gosh, that's terrifying.
But
wait, we have to go to the 100 days party this year.
Yes, we
that's
do.
That's crazy.
So
oh
we get
gosh.
That. And we have Aleve at the end, our last
yes.
one.
Yes. Aw.
A lot of exciting things. JS?
Yes. Yeah. I didn't get to go to JS last year, so I hope I can this year. And I've actually never been to an Aleve. I don't know how. So I, like, have to go
you
this year.
You have to go.
Yes.
You have to go to an Aleve. It is genuinely probably my favorite experience of the whole year.
Yes, yeah. It looks so fun. I remember, like, freshman year we didn't have one. And then
right.
sophomore year I was, like, working or something. And then last year I went to a concert, which was fun. But I was like, man, I missed Aleve. I wouldn't have bought
yeah.
these tickets if I'd known.
Yeah, yeah, so. Right. Okay, so you got to be there
yes,
this year.
I will put it on the calendar.
Good. All right, we'll talk again in 2 weeks.
Okay, sounds good.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman, and edited by Jer Mobley. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.